Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you come on board as we face the issues. We look forward to your dialogue and discussion as we confront the issues of the day. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. Your telephone call goes directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue, and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about today totalitarianism on the fast track globally. Totalitarianism on the fast track globally. Do you believe that we're watching a totalitarian regime come on the scene? And for your information, for those that may not know, totalitarianism, you can look at it as absolutism, authoritarianism, despotism, a dictatorship. In fact, from the Webster's Dictionary, it says this, examples of totalitarianism. In times of crisis, when a nation's people are frightened, there are often calls for totalitarian result examples in society. According to the website, the leftist identified politics in America is bringing about a cultural revolution in which the punishment for transgressors echo those of Soviet totalitarianism. And it goes on to say, definition would be centralized control by an autocratic society and authority. Number two, the political concept that the citizen should be totally subject to an absolute state authority. We're watching that today in America and around the globe. Totalitarianism is on the fast track for a global one world order. And don't be surprised, the Bible talks about that, and we'll talk about that in just a moment. But let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. God's word says in John 8, 31 and 32, Jesus speaking to his disciples, he makes this statement. If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And then in John 14, 6, Jesus says, I am truth. And further, he points to, in John 17, 17, the Lord Jesus points to the word of God and says, thy word is truth. It's the truth of the word of God, ladies and gentlemen. It's the truth of the Bible that we ought to stand on today. It's truth that often is rejected, repulsed, and absolutely not adhered to in our nation, starting at the Oval Office and down. But may I remind you, ladies and gentlemen, as we find a departure from truth, we ought not to be surprised. We understand from the one that was a secularist, George Orwell. George Orwell made the statement a number of years ago, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. This is the reason I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer, Jan Hus. Jan Hus says, faithful Christians, seek the truth. Listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. That's what I call upon you to do each and every day, ladies and gentlemen. Seek the truth. You won't find it on Communist Network News. Learn the truth. You'll not find it out of Nancy Pelosi's mouth or AOC or Chuck Schumer. Love the truth. Only way you'll love the truth is know the truth, hear the truth, and tell the truth, and that is from the Word of God. And then we must defend it even to death. And I believe we're rapidly approaching the era. Rapidly approaching the day and time when truth, standing for truth, will mean your life will be taken. We're finding that across the globe even today. Multitudes of those that are standing against the COVID vaccine, those that are standing against the despotism in other nations around the globe, including those in America, that's going to the streets, demonstrating and rioting as a result of saying we will not be forced into compliance with the COVID jab that's killing lives, maiming people, and destroying health. We'll talk about that on this broadcast. First, let me remind you, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, and they carry the full line of Honda generators, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time also has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about not only power backup equipment, not only the professional landscape lawn care equipment, but also for the homeowner landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. Some have asked the question, how do you find that? It's at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic U.S. flag, 165-foot flagpole with Old Glory flowing 24/7. Find the flag in the flagpole to the base of that flagpole, ladies and gentlemen. You'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But ladies and gentlemen, our city, our state, our nation, and our world is changing. Perhaps you've noticed that. There's a lot of consternation, confusion, calamity, and chaos taking place around the world. There's a lot of that taking place in America. And we're looking at how do we handle it? How do we resolve it? What do we do? We, the people, are left in a state of chaos and confusion with calamity after calamity after calamity facing us, with fear and anxiety being the looming thing that's on the horizon even today that's causing people to bow, to bend, and to submit to authoritarian form of government. But let me remind you, ladies and gentlemen, many of you listening today have heard of the coming Antichrist, the global leader, that will be a very real person. He'll step on the scenes of humanity, and he will absolutely rule the world with an iron fist. I'm talking about Revelation chapter 13, verses 1 through 18. In the scripture, he is called in several places the man of sin, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He's called the son of perdition, 2 Thessalonians 2:4. He's called the wicked one, 2 Thessalonians 2:8. He's called the lawless one, 2 Thessalonians 2:9. He is called the little horn of Daniel 7:8. He is called the beast rising up out of the sea of humanity, Revelation 13, 1, 2, and 3, and Revelation 17, verse 8. He is called the dragon, Revelation 13, verse 4, and chapter 12, verse 7. He's called the old dragon, Revelation 12, 9. He is called the devil and Satan, Revelation 12, 9. He is called the Antichrist in 1 John 2:18, 22, and 2 John 7, and herein, Revelation chapter 13. So we're talking about all of the signs, the indicators, all of the eschatological prophetic text points to a coming day. And by the way, it's after the rapture of the church, points to a coming day when a human being, man of sin, the lawless one, the Antichrist, will step on the scene and will rule the whole world with an iron fist. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the scripture in Revelation 13 warns us that the coming new world order, where the totalitarian, autocratic, demonically controlled human being will step on the world scene and rule all nations. Some have wondered, how is that possible? Some have wondered, is it really true? Can it really happen? Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the totalitarianism taking place today. We're watching the stage being set today. We're watching the players being put in place today. We're watching the scene coming about just as though it will happen tomorrow. Let me just give you a little eschatological prophetic chronology here. The next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church, the sudden seizure, this taking out of the bride of Christ from this old world. So if you're saved, you're blood bought, Bible saved, born again, you'll not face the Antichrist. You will face, we will all face the tribulation, not the great tribulation spoken of in Daniel chapter 9, when the Antichrist steps on the scene, the 7 years of tribulation that takes place. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about that time of trouble and chaos and confusion and despotism that's taking place in the world today and here in America. Yes, Christians will face some of that. We'll not go through the wrath of God. The purpose for the tribulation is God's wrath. That word wrath is spelled in the Greek text, T-H-U-M-O-S, thumos, means it's white, hot anger. God's not angered with you if you're saved. God's not angry with me if I'm saved and I am saved. Ladies and gentlemen, God's not angry with the Christian. His anger, his thumos, his wrath has already been applied at Calvary on the Lord Jesus Christ when he took upon himself the sins of the whole wide world. And it was there that Jesus Christ lifted up his voice and said, "Tetelestai, it is finished. Salvation is complete." The wrath of God was taken out on Jesus Christ, God's own son, the virgin-born one that came into the world to die on the cross for your sins and for mine. So if we're saved, the point I want us to understand, you won't go through the great tribulation. You'll not be faced with that which we see in Revelation 14, Revelation 17, Revelation 18, dealing with the global, universal, global, worldwide church, the worldwide religious system led by a false prophet that is spoken of in Revelation chapter 13. They'll be able to perform signs, miracles, and wonders, call fire down from heaven and make the whole world follow the Antichrist. I'm not talking about that. We will be exempt from that because we're saved. But those that have not been saved, those that do not say yes to Christ, when the rapture of the church takes place, you will go through the tribulation days. And during the tribulation days, according to the scripture, you'll not be able to eat, buy, sell, trade, go into a restaurant, cannot shop or go online. You will be blocked from doing anything. You'll be left to die as a vagabond on the streets. They have instituted much of that in China today. We're instituting it in the United States of America today. It's on the fast track. And ladies and gentlemen, I want us to understand COVID-19 is the cover for that being done in America today. It is the cover. In fact, I want you to hear a brief blurb or two from a massive article. Vaccine inventor warns, : the future of global totalitarianism is here. Published November the 22nd. Americans should pay attention to the severe coronavirus-related restrictions on civil liberties in Australia, Canada, now Austria, and the inventor of the mRNA vaccine technology. Warning, the virus increasingly is becoming a platform for the advancement of other agendas, end quote. Quote, the future of global totalitarianism is here. It's not just an eventual idea, said Dr. Robert Malone, an immunologist and virologist who researched the use of messenger RNA in vaccines at the Salk Institute in the 1980s. He said in an interview Monday, the first country to require that every citizen be vaccinated is the most dangerous, egregious example of the deployment of a totalitarian approach to this whole thing. Ladies and gentlemen, what this physician, what this doctor, what this virologist and immunologist is saying is that the COVID vaccine, the COVID virus, is the front, is the cover to bring in totalitarian government. If you don't believe that, and I'll read some more of this article in a moment, if you don't believe that, just watch what is happening in Australia, in Austria, in Italy, in Germany, in France, in many other nations around the globe, where the people have been repressed. They have no rights, no freedoms, no liberties whatsoever. In fact, in Australia, they've been locked down in their homes, and drones, law enforcement drones, flying over subdivisions and homes and places where people live, apartment complexes, etc. If you're seen outside of your door, radio controlled, then radios police officers on the street to go to your home and arrest you. You're told if you go outside your home, you must have a mask. And first of all, you're not allowed to go outside the home unless you've been vaccinated. Literally, ladies and gentlemen, we're watching in Australia today a major totalitarian regime taking full, total control of the people. Keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, I touched on it on a recent broadcast. The nation of Australia took away the right to keep and bear arms in 1998. As a result of that, now we've been watching the creeping and now the galloping totalitarian, tyrannical form of dictatorship taking place in Australia. You think, well, that's Australia. It's not America. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching what is happening in Australia and Austria and Germany and Italy and France, et cetera, et cetera. And we're watching it also on our northern borders right in Canada as it's being set in place. And it sets the stage for what's happening in America. This writer, this article, where it says vaccine inventor warns the future of global totalitarianism is here. He said, the European nation and others, Malone said, are using the professor, Mattis de Metz, of the university in Belgium, for mass formation psychosis. Mass formation psychosis. Basically, it's the madness of the crowd, Malone said. And a lot of these governments have been overtaken by this form of psychosis and hypnosis. Quote, they believe that these vaccines are effective. They clearly are not. Meanwhile, in Australia's Northern Territory, the Army is transferring positive COVID-19 cases and contacts by armed Army trucks to quarantine centers. We'll talk more about that in just a moment. There's nation after nation after nation setting up quarantine centers where they will transport you if you have COVID or if you have been in contact with someone with COVID. They will transport you to that center where you can be left to die. You might think, well, that's a horrible way to treat somebody with a disease. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand it's my most humble opinion. There's not an intent in America. There's not an intent in any part of Europe. There's not an intent on the face of the globe to cure COVID. It is a tool. It's a methodology for depopulation of the globe. It's a eugenics tool to depopulate the globe, not just America, but around the globe. We'll talk about that more in just a moment. The article says, meanwhile, in Australian territory, the Army is transferring positive 19 cases and contacts by Army trucks to quarantine centers. The chief minister of Northern Territory said Monday that more residents are being transferred to these camps, including 38 people who were in close contact just recently with others who were infected with the novel coronavirus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the coming one world government, the coming global governance by led by the Antichrist. Today, I want you to know that for every caller that calls in and requests the book, we will send to you free, and we'll even pay the postage on it. One of my new books called The Coming Antichrist, subtitled A Comprehensive Biblical Look at the Antichrist. It's not but 7 chapters. It's about 142 pages in length. It's an easy read. It's well outlined, not because I did it, but it's a well outlined book that you can see what the Bible says about the coming Antichrist. And I want us to realize, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a figment of the imagination. It's not some psychotic dream. It's not something that is an illusion or an allegorical speech. It is something that is very real. The Antichrist is out in the world there someplace today. Someone asked me not too long ago, Pastor, do you believe the Antichrist is alive? Yes. Do you believe he's in the world today? Absolutely, unequivocally. Do you believe that he knows he's the Antichrist? No. But Satan will raise him up at the exact right time to take the stand and step on the world scene and rule with an iron fist. And we're setting the stage for that to take place today through the COVID pandemic. It is a false, fallacious belief that somehow, some way, you can take the jab and be cured. It was never designed for that. We're going to talk about some grave statistical information in relationship to the COVID vaccination and those that are dying with COVID and those numbers today. It's a staggering, frightening fact that we're watching more people die with COVID vaccine than with COVID itself. Here's an article that says Australians protest in massive numbers across COVID-19 mandates in major cities. This article reads, Australians gathered in massive numbers across the country on Saturday in protest against COVID-19 vaccine mandates and the Chinese Communist Party's virus pandemic restrictions in a wave of planned freedom rallies. At least tens of thousands of people in Melbourne arrived at Flagstaff Gardens in large numbers for the rally. One man declared while filming the peaceful march, "We've taken over the whole area." Prior to that, crowds gathered at Parliament House before they proceeded through the city, waving, "Kill the bill, kill the bill," placards and Australian flags. The demonstrators called to stop the Victoria state government. That's one of the major states in Australia. Controversial pandemic bill, which is currently being delayed in the upper house. Further, it talks about the multiple protests that's taking place because the new bills that's being passed that will literally lock everyone down, vaccinated and unvaccinated, lock them down and force them to take not only the COVID shot, but the COVID booster after booster after booster. You know, the recently Emperor K- King Uzziah Saint Anthony Fauci just recently said we may be in a position where we have to every 6 months take a booster shot. A booster shot. Ladies and gentlemen, that will be a tool that will be used for the continuum of the eugenics program that the COVID shot was designed for. COVID was man-made. It was a splice pathogen made by man, released onto the world scene with Anthony Fauci and his cohorts having already patented not only the pathogen, but the pathogen COVID-19, if you please, shot that would be the ones and they would be the ones making the mega billions off of it. Yes, I'm telling you that this was the investigatory process with Jekyll and Hyde, Dr. Jekyll and Hyde, since 1999. They have some 80-some-odd patents on the pathogen and on the so-called cure by the COVID shots. It is something that came on the scenes many, many years ago and has now been released on America and around the globe. And the goal, the purpose, in my most humble opinion, is the eugenics program of thinning out the population. In fact, I'll read you an article later in the broadcast where there's a one person that says that he believes that they're planning on thinning out the population by about 3 billion people. About 3 billion people. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the explosion of the COVID cover taking place on a global basis that's designed to thin the population extremely around the globe. May I say to you today that we're watching this play out in real time. We're seeing it in real time as these events come about across the globe. And it's not something that was a happenstance. It's not something that in some way popped up on the world scene without any knowledge of it, but it is something that is taking place as a result of man's plans to develop a pathogen that would reduce the population in the world. And ladies and gentlemen, that has to be done, in my most humble opinion, for the Antichrist to step on the scene and be able to totally control the whole world. And to control the whole world, the population needs to be basically reduced. And as a result of that, this plandemic, as some have called it, they're correct with it, it is designed for that very purpose. But there's the protest that is taking place. Here's another article that says, protest against strict COVID measures turns into an orgy of violence and police open fire. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, here's the thing that is so antithetical to what would be called truth. Here are the governments around the world, including the United States of America, that's saying that we've got the COVID jab and you're going to take it whether you want to or not. We're going to lock you down until you do, and even then, you're going to have to take more jabs and more jabs and more jabs, and we're doing it for your health. Because we're doing it for your health, we're going to shoot you if you don't take the jab. We're going to shoot you and kill you if you don't follow our restrictions and our requirements. This article says, protest against strict COVID measures turns into an orgy of violence and police open fire. Three people were hospitalized after being shot by the Dutch police during rioting that erupted Friday night in response to the tightening of coronavirus restrictions. Crowds of several hundred people in Rotterdam set fire to cars and threw rocks and fireworks at police, according to the news report. Rotterdam police said on Saturday that 51 people were arrested and half of them under 18. Further in the article, crowds had gathered in the city to protest government plans to limit access to indoor areas to people with COVID passes, coronavirus passes, showing that they have been vaccinated, have tested negative, or have received the COVID-19 jab. Ladies and gentlemen, here's what I'm saying. In this particular article, it's talking about the government about to limit the number of people that can even go into an indoor facility, even if you've got the COVID pass. Keep in mind, we've talked about it for over a year and a half now on this broadcast about the future COVID pass. That is the mark. That is the badge of authoritarianism. That is the system whereby you can have freedom of movement, freedom to go in and buy and sell and trade, freedom to open your business or to go to your physician, go to the hospital, go to the drugstore, go buy groceries. Ladies and gentlemen, that's on the fast track. That's the tool that the Antichrist will use to be able to control the whole globe. It will be a digital form of the COVID pass. The COVID pass today is simply a little document that you can have in your hand like a driver's license or show on your cell telephone. But ladies and gentlemen, that's just one step. The leap and the leap and the leap beyond that is to ultimately have the human mark, the human identifier that says that I am COVID-free, that I've already had my government shot, my government approval. It is as in the Hitler's regime, papers please. It is the brown shirts at every corner, at every building, looking to see. In fact, in some cities right now in America, you have police patrolling businesses, going into restaurants, and at random asking to see your COVID pass, your COVID identifier that says that you've had the COVID jab. Ladies and gentlemen, that is tightening the totalitarian, tyrannical, dictatorship form of government in our nation and around the globe. This article is very, very clear. It says the Netherlands recently imposed a three-week partial lockdown as COVID cases are on the rise in the country and after the highest level of vaccines in the nation. They have now 70% of the Dutch population been vaccinated, but still the increase on COVID continues. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful for the state of Florida, where our governor said you're not going to legally be able to ask for a COVID pass, COVID identifier, and anything of that nature. You're not going to be locked down. You're not going to be required to have any identifier that says that you're free of any COVID disease. Ladies and gentlemen, I am thankful that we have a governor that's got his head on straight, and it is out to protect the people and not be the totalitarian form of governance that we're finding in state after state after state across America. Primarily you find in New York, Colorado, Oregon, Washington State, et cetera, where this is being enforced on the people. I'm very, very concerned, ladies and gentlemen, when I look at this article. It says, top Australian officials, we are transferring COVID patients to quarantine camps. Now, you might ask the question, is that possible for America? Absolutely, unequivocally. They are already talking about doing something in America to quarantine those that have not taken the vaccination and those that have the vaccination that are still passing on the pathogen. They are highly contagious once the vaccination has been given. Highly contagious. It's called the shedding of the COVID pathogen, and that is very real. You can research it, study it, and find out that that is a fact. And so, therefore, now we're finding that more and more cities and municipalities and states are requiring even those that have been jabbed with the COVID jab to be quarantined and or to be 6 foot apart, are not to go into places. What will it be like, ladies and gentlemen, when the Antichrist is on the scene? What will it be like when he controls the whole world by the iron fist? What will it be like when you cannot buy groceries? What will it be like in the very near future, even in America, in my most humble opinion, when according to the tyrannical governmental dictator leaders that's in on the stage and in the Oval Office today, where you're told that you cannot buy groceries, you cannot go into a grocery store, you cannot go into a restaurant, you cannot get medical care. In fact, there's some states, ladies and gentlemen, as I speak, that's already limited it, that if you do not have the COVID jab, your vaccination passport, that you'll not be able to go into the hospital and get hospitalized treatment. You'll not be able to get medical care. If there's coming a time very soon in America, where you will not be able to have any type of medical insurance. You will not have Medicare, Medicaid unless you have the COVID jab. You'll not be able to go to your doctor, your hospital. You'll just simply be left to die if you have refused to take the COVID jab. Some might say, well, preacher, that's a little harsh. I don't believe it will happen. Ladies and gentlemen, it's happening around the world today, and we're watching it as it morphs into the totalitarian form of government in America and around the globe. It is something that we ought to be now listen very carefully, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm not trying to do, I'm not trying to frighten you. I wish a little frightening help would motivate you to stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen, and to say, no, not in my arm you're not, not in my body you're not. But I'm concerned that we have so many today that simply bow in subjection and submission to whatever the government says. That is highly dangerous when we're on the very verge of a global totalitarian dictatorship form of lawlessness that controls the whole wide world. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, at your leisure, study Revelation chapter 13 and talk about the Antichrist there. Let me remind you once again, my book, The Coming Antichrist, is yours free. It's a book that sells for about $18, but it's yours free, and we'll ship it to you at your call today, and just let Roger know with your name and address that we can ship that to you. Be delighted to do so. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, don't turn your dial. Hang in there. We'll be right back right after 1 minute, top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.